Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sellers covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sellers covering, for the out. Shelby moves to third. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shelby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Sheets moves to third. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy strikes out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Lacy steals second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Don Osnow pitching. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Gedman moves to second. Dave Stapleton pinch runs for Mike Stenhouse. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards third. O'Malley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Dave Stapleton now playing third base. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Crawford now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets is walked intentionally. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Sheets moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Murray scores. Sheets scores. Young moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Joe Sambito now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Al Pardo. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Ed Romero. Rick Dempsey now catching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.